This is the Aviat Merli of the 21st of June 2026. Original date, the 15th of November 2010. Hasten the speed of self-transformation and celebrate the completion ceremony of your natures and sanskars. Copy Father Brahma in your every thought, word and deed. Today, Bapdada is seeing three signs of fortune sparkling on each one's forehead. One is the fortune of the sustenance you have received from the Father. The second is the fortune of the teachings of the teacher. And the third is the fortune of blessings of the Satguru. He is seeing all three types of fortune sparkling. Each one's forehead is sparkling with all three types of fortune. Such fortune is not visible sparkling on anyone else's forehead. However, the foreheads of all of you are sparkling with fortune. All of you can also see your fortune, can you not? Bapdada saw that each one of you has received fortune, but that the sparkle of everyone's fortune is not the same. The sparkle of some is very bright, whereas the sparkle of others is a little less visible. In fact, Bapdada has given you all the same fortune at the same time. He is also teaching the same study. He has given you the same sustenance and also given the same blessings. The original jewels and those who have come later receive sustenance and teachings through the same Merli. Everyone receives the same blessings. The Merlis for the original jewels are not different, they are the same. However, the fortune that is visible is sparkling number-wise. Everyone is receiving the same sustenance of the Father's love. The sound emerging from everyone's lips is My Baba. Whether any of you came at the beginning or came later, each one of you says with your right, My Baba. When you ask them if they have received the Father's love, they say with spiritual intoxication, I received the maximum love from the Father. What do those who say My Baba from their hearts say with that spiritual intoxication? My love is the most. Baba first has love for me because love is the Father's sustenance. By believing My Baba, you belong to Baba and the Father belongs to you. Today, all of you have come. You have come in the plane of love. It is love that has pulled all of you and brought you here. All of you have reached here comfortably with love. This love from God is received only now at this confluence age. You receive love from deity souls. But God's love is only received in this one birth. What does Bapdada say on seeing such worthy souls? Wah, children, wah. You are the handful out of multi-millions who have become worthy. And you will be the ones who become worthy every cycle. Do you have such intoxication as you walk and move around? Does your heart also sing this song, Wah, my fortune? You continue to sing this song, do you not? The Father is also pleased that all of you children are the ones who have a right. None of you considers yourself to be any less in receiving God's love. All of you have passed in the subject of love. Bapdada asks you who has the most love. Who would say this? All of you know that your love is no less. The Father also says that all of you have passed in the subject of love, and this is why you say, "My Baba." Each of you knows how much love you have. Bapdada saw that all of you have passed in the subject of love. But now, according to the time, there is a need for self-transformation. Just self-transformation. You were also specially told that in self-transformation there is a particular need at this time for transforming your sanskars and your natures. Now that the new year has begun, the speed of self-transformation has to be fast. You are doing this, and you are paying attention, but the speed has to be fast. Bapdada remembers that you also promised earlier that in the new year you would bring about self-transformation. You have to transform your sanskars. But Bapdada has seen that you now need to make the speed fast for the fast effort that is needed for self-transformation. What do all of you think? According to the time, do you think that you are all making intense effort according to the fast speed of time, or that it should be even faster? Because according to the time, transformation of the time is taking place fast, but your transformation will be fast when the thoughts you have take place practically. Thoughts that are not right have to finish. Just as when you put a full stop on a piece of paper. How long does it take to do that? Thoughts that are not right, that is, useless thoughts, have to be transformed very fast. Are you able to bring about the speed that Bapdada wants? Do you have that courage? Those of you who think that you are able to put a full stop at a fast speed from now, that when the children have courage, the Father helps, raise your hands. Seeing your determined thought, Bapdada congratulates you children. Bapdada told you earlier too that the thought for this determination is, "I definitely do have to do this." So all of you in today's gathering have had this determined thought, have you not? All of you saw, the daddies saw, all of you saw, that the majority raised their hands. You all saw that. So from tomorrow, let us celebrate the completion ceremony of your natures and sanskars. Should we celebrate that? Those who raised their hands earlier, raise your hands. Should we have a celebration ceremony? Celebrate this ceremony with a lot of pomp and splendour, just as you have kept the aim for courage. In the same way, if along with courage, you also develop its qualifications, then it is not a big deal. Since you have the aim of becoming equal to the Father. You now have to make your aim and its qualifications the same. Follow Father Brahma. Whatever your thoughts, words, and deeds are, first of all, compare them to those of Father Brahma. Copy. In the world, it is forbidden to copy, but Bap Dada is telling you to copy Father Brahma. You would say that the incorporeal Father does not have a body, and so what is body consciousness to him? However, Father Brahma has been a bodily being. In fact, all of you who have surrendered, those who have surrendered, raise your hands. Those who have surrendered, raise your hands. What thought did you all have when you surrendered yourselves? That your body, mind, and wealth now all belong to the Father. You did this, did you not? Did you do this? Raise your hands for this. So, whatever you have surrendered is no longer yours. This body is not mine. This wealth is not mine. Father Brahma gave his body to the Father for the sake of service. So Father Brahma knew that that body was not his, but that it was for service. So, since you have surrendered all three, your body, mind, and wealth, then your body is an instrument for the Father's service, just as Father Brahma's body was for service. So your body is not yours, it is for service. So, should you have the sanskars that are there of ego of the body and of body consciousness? Keep this in your awareness. This body is for world service. It is not mine, but the Father has given it to me for service. Body consciousness and ego of the body will then finish. Ego of the body causes a greater loss. Body consciousness is a little lighter than that. But since you have given both of them to the Father, ... What do you write on the forms that you fill in? Teachers, you ask for the forms to be filled in, do you not? So what do you ask them to write on those? That this life of mine is now for service. All of you who have become Brahmins have promised the Father. The body, mind, and wealth now all belong to the Father. They are not mine. So then, the sanskars that take birth are out of ego of the body or out of body consciousness. And this is why you made a promise today for finishing the sanskars, because it is these that cause obstacles in your revealing the Father. All of you have this enthusiasm. Bap Dada continues to hear this. And you all continue to say that you have to reveal the Father. Until now, the Brahma Kumaris and Brahma Kumars have been revealed. The Father's revelation that God has come is still incognito. You are making effort for this, but this sound of revelation now has to spread. Our Father has come. These are the versions of God, not the versions of the Brahma Kumaris. This revelation has to take place now. Your natures and sanskars have to be transformed. Revelation will take place through the face and activity of each one of you. You have to reveal the Father. You're doing that. But the sound now has to echo in everyone's ears that God has come, that our Father has come. It definitely has to happen. Raise your hands to show that it has to happen. It has to happen, does it not? You raised your hands very well. Bap Dada is pleased that all of you have this deep love for it to happen, and it does definitely have to happen. So just as you will transform your natures and sanskars from tomorrow, in the same way, the way to do this is that all of you who have become Brahmins will have to pay special attention to your charts to have good wishes and pure feelings. You have given people of the world this work to see how long they are able to have good wishes and pure feelings. You told them that it is possible to do this. Therefore, you can definitely do this. At any time, someone's nature or sanskars can confront you at a time when you do not have good wishes and pure feelings for that soul. So if you have this thought at Amrit Vela, I definitely have to have good wishes and pure feelings for every soul, you will then be able to fulfill the thought that you had to definitely bring about transformation. Situations will come. It is the duty of the situations to come. They are Maya, are they not? So it is your duty to be victorious. So tomorrow, make a group amongst yourselves with those who are instruments and have a discussion about how to put into a practical form the thought that you have had. Finish. Put a full stop. You raised your hands, did you not? Those of you sitting at the front raised your hands. So you will have to become instruments for this. In the beginning, so many came with so many sanskars in front of Father Brahma. In the beginning, Father Brahma saw so many games of sanskars. However, with the Father's cooperation, he continued to move forward and inspired others to move forward too. And as a result of that, there is such a large number today. Even though there were situations of upheaval, he remained unshakable. And as a result of that, so many centres opened and so many programmes are taking place. How many programs are taking place nowadays? They are taking place, are they not? All of this is a result of Father Brahma's courage. In the beginning, Father Brahma was alone. All of you came later. But he maintained courage and moved forward by himself. And the practical proof has resulted in all of you becoming companions. So this is his courage, is it not? Father Brahma alone maintained courage, whereas now there are so many of you companions. So follow the Father. All of you consider yourselves to be children of Father Brahma and his companions, do you not? You are with him. You will return with him. And you will go down into the kingdom with Father Brahma. So now is the time. Father Brahma maintained courage and you are seeing the result. So keep the foot of courage in this gathering. Then see what is not possible. It has taken place every cycle, and it definitely has to happen. So the Father told you what he wants. Simply that all of you now just speak of one thing, and that is to transform ordinary efforts into intense efforts. Bapdada saw that in some cases there is this carelessness. It will happen. Victory is our birthright. In terms of this knowledge, this is fixed. But these words, victory is guaranteed for us, are also words of carelessness. Nothing has yet come to a standstill. It has to happen. There are words for effort, and the same words are also used in carelessness. Nothing is going to stop. It has to happen. That is carelessness. So check these sanskars too. A sign of carelessness is that tiredness will be visible in their lives over trivial things. That spark of happiness will not be visible on their faces. If you are performing charity in the service you do, there should be that happiness on your face. To have one type of tiredness or another is a sign of carelessness of one kind or another. Since you have to do it happily. Let your face do service. Let your activity do service. So today, on seeing the majority of you raise your hands for finishing those sanskars, Bapdada is congratulating you again and again. Acha. Those who have come for the first time in this group, stand up. Do you see how many there are? There are many. Wave your hands. Those who have come for the first time, congratulations on meeting your father. Now, especially according to the time, you will have to make fast efforts. Bapdada says, those who make fast efforts and do not just move along in a slack way, although you have come last, you can go fast. And those who go fast can come first. Perform such a wonder. You have this chance. Do not think that you have come last. No, you can go fast. However, you definitely do have to make fast efforts at every moment. You definitely do have to change. Do not leave it to the future. I will see to it. I will think about it. Do not do this. It is good. You like your home and the home of the bestower, do you not? All the brothers and sisters are also welcoming you. Acha. All of you Brahmin children everywhere, please accept Bapdada's love-filled remembrance. Bapdada knows that some children are seeing and celebrating a meeting while sitting far away. To all those children everywhere, Bapdada is saying, just as the majority of the children raise their hands to finish their sanskars, all of you together are also raising your hands collectively for this. You are having the thoughts of bringing the completion of time close. Then, when the completion of time comes, you will reveal both Father Brahma and Father Shiva everywhere, saying, "Our Father has come." Let there be the Father's revelation on everyone's lips everywhere. Now this year, have the thought that you definitely have to reveal the Father. Half the work has been done. The Father has revealed you children in front of the world. Now, the task of you children is to make this sound reach every child of the world. God has come. Seeing each one, Bapdada is giving each of you love, Snehe and Paya, from his heart, and giving love and remembrance filled with zeal and enthusiasm. Acha. It is the turn of the Karnataka zone for service. To take this chance for service means to receive the chance of coming close to the Father. Look, because of service, so many people receive a chance to come. All of you instrument teachers receive everyone's blessings because you maintain courage for service, and so many people receive this chance. Bapdada saw that many new ones have come for the first time. Those from the Karnataka zone who have come for the first time, raise your hands high. Many have come for the first time. It is good. The growth of Karnataka is good. Just as there has been this growth, now also spread everywhere the wave of the method for making intense effort. Claim this number. Claim a number in the finishing of sanskars. Can you do this? Those of you who think that you can claim the first number, raise your hands. It is good. Create a gathering amongst yourselves and make a program. All are united. There are the different places, but all of you are one. Now perform this wonder. You have this courage, do you not? Do you have this courage? Bapdada continues to receive news, so write to Madhuban every month about your transformation. You will write, will you not? Every month? Let the past be the past. Now demonstrate this by claiming number one. It is good. Bapdada saw that the service is good, and he now wishes to see the gathering united. Become an example. Ready? Are you ready? Raise your hands. Just see, and you will receive the result in 1 month. Acha. Lots and lots of special love and remembrance. Blessing. May you finish all rites to the consciousness of mine with the method of completely surrendering yourself and so becoming an equal companion. You made this promise. I will stay with you, I will go back with you, and we will rule together. You will be able to fulfill this promise when you become equal to your companion. Equality will come by your surrendering. When you have surrendered everything, all your rights to those things and those of anyone else will finish. For as long as you have a right to it, something is lacking in your full surrender. And so you cannot become equal. So in order to stay together and to fly back together, quickly become equal. Slogan: to use your time, breath and thoughts in a worthwhile way is the basis of success. Aviat signal, to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. When you have an easy nature, you will automatically have the power to pack up. When you have an easy nature, you will be loving and cooperative with everyone. To the extent that you have an easy nature, accordingly, Maya will not oppose you so much. When you have an easy nature, you do not have any waste thoughts, nor do you waste your time. Your intellect is unlimited and far-sighted. This is why no adverse situation comes to oppose you. Om Shanti. Special notice. The practice for the third Sunday world meditation. Today is the third Sunday of the month. All brothers and sisters will be having collective yoga from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. With your angelic form, give the unhappy and peaceless wandering souls the pure rays of happiness and peace, and do the service of reminding them of God, the bestower of support.